We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dan and I yesterday had conversation with people involved that believe with the safe injection site that we are on the cusp tomorrow morning of them making their final plans and potentially winning. And I want to just put out several things why this is important. If you're out in the suburbs, a lot of people get it. When we had this, that they were going to put a so-called safe injection site in South Philly, people in the suburbs joined with the people in South Philly, et cetera. They were part of this. They came to rallies. But just on the air, people get it. It's not just about addicts. It's not just about Philadelphia. It's about this progressive termite approach that they just don't stop till they continue the wreckage of where we are. Now, could I say with certitude it'll come to the suburbs someday? Well, what I can tell you is the people we talk with, you're going to hear one of them, Leanne Saviloff, as she's the one that faced off with Ed Rendell when this came up in South Philly, and we'll play that in a while. And we're going to talk with the new city council rep who took over the Kensington area. He had his own bout with alcoholism. Was able to beat it. I know he sits on a big group there that helps addicts. And he's a Democrat. From what I know, he is adamantly opposed to this, as are people in the community. We're told they're not going to just dump it in Kensington. That ultimately, there could be one in each councilmatic district or more. You know, we could be dealing with 10. That's the phone conversation we had yesterday. And I'll play you Leanne. She's going to be here at 12:30. Then I want to make a broader point. And I want to know, Dan, who would you say on paper, this is both not just a not in my neighborhood. This is a deeply, profoundly showdown over morality with progressives who have no morality. They are phonies who tell us that compassion is theirs. They are not compassionate. They are doing this out of their own misguided ability to get their way. It's a power play. So, Dan, you got anybody on paper, who is the biggest moral figure in Philadelphia, meaning religious morality?
I don't know who.
I would say the Archbishop of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
In the region.
Yeah.
So, Archbishop Perez, when are you going to say anything other than you're going to be appearing here, you're going to be blessing that? Don't we believe, I mean, I'll get to the other religions here in a second. Don't we believe that this is a place to say this is immoral, this is wrong, this is human degradation? Who better to say that? And to say something about people like Jim Kenney. Jim Kenney is one of those Jesuit St. Joe's Prep Catholics. That's where he got to a lot of this stuff. Now, he's no longer a Catholic. God knows what he is. But that's the mentality that we're dealing with here. Where's the black clergy? Are they putting their stamp on this? Some of them are.
There you go. Like, yeah. I don't think it would move the needle at all, Archbishop, to be honest with you, because you look at a lot of these far leftist progressives, it usually goes hand in hand with atheism. They don't give a damn.
No, I'm not talking about them, though. I'm talking about a showdown here.
Yeah.
If that's true, Dan, I have a distorted view of Philadelphia. I still think there's power in the Catholic Church and the Archbishop if they exert it. If you're right, Dan, then...
Well, go through it. Go through the Catholic areas here in Philadelphia.
Right.
And every Catholic bastion, I would assume, it goes hand in hand with very anti-Krasner ideology already, wouldn't you say?
So I just don't know
how much, you know, speaking about morality by Perez would move the needle for Catholics who are probably already in the camp of anti-Krasner, you know, mentality.
Well, it's not just Catholics. It would be with other faith leaders.
Yeah.
He's the principal one. You mean to say, I know in the past, we've had religious figures that listen to the show. We're not always going to call on Bill Devlin. We know what Devlin thinks. Any religious figure out there of any sort, and I want to center in on the nun, Dan, who's part of this. Maybe the Archbishop can say something about that. Maybe someone can take a look at this. How the hell are you a nun, and you're on the board of shoving this through? It's time to take the gloves off. This has gone on constantly. Here's what the play is. The Biden administration, the stooge that's the U.S. attorney and goes along with everything, is meeting there. Kenny is pushing this. And the banner is, you conservatives, you don't care about the suffering. And here's the other part of progressivism. It's magical thinking. In other words, all of a sudden, all these addicts are going to show up at a particular place, shoot up their drugs in a prescribed manner. If they get into trouble, they'll be bailed out. In other words, it's all going to be sanitized. Guess what? There are certain things in life I don't think you can sanitize. I just don't believe you can sanitize drug use of the type that we're talking about, meaning make it into something that is an everyday kind of thing that just works. It doesn't work. It's not going to stop. Now, they'll argue then, well, if it saves one life. Like, there's no cost to doing this. What's the cost to doing this? Again, why start in Kensington? Well, they'll say that's where the addicts are. And Dan, I think our guest today and others told us, and I agree, a lot of these people are from outside Philadelphia. So why the hell does Philadelphia have to be the place that takes this type of nonsense on? But the thing that's broader to me is this, and you get it from Kenny, the Jesuit training. You get it from these activists, from the nun. They're the compassionate ones, and if we don't do this, we're unscientific, we're not compassionate. That's the thing that sets me off. 855-839-1210. I've argued on this before, too. Okay, why not then give them the drugs? In other words, with fentanyl, etc., why not give them drugs that we know are fine? They can get high and not overdose. Isn't that the logical extension of this? Shouldn't they be shooting them up rather than the addict doing this? Isn't that the better way to go? I can't say it enough. It's not just about safe injection sites. It's about the left. It's about progressives. Every one of them constantly haranguing as they come up with one policy after another that essentially dehumanizes people and our society, our country, that they're the ones that are compassionate. On every issue that's challenged, that's what we always get. Conservatives to the media are stone cold. We have to prove ourselves. Any cockamamie idea they come up with is well-intentioned, and that's all that matters. So this is an opportunity. I'd love to hear from any religious figures we have. By that I mean, you know, you have to use another name. That's fine. Where in the world would this be seen as moral? And Dan, I remember a conversation I had. And Kenny, if you can imagine, this is back in the day, Joan Krajewski. I found this pamphlet, and Kenny didn't like the language in the pamphlet. It was about free needles. There was a lot of cursing in there, a lot of rough language. We can't have this. I'm concerned about giving out the needles so that people can continue to kill themselves. This is when he was a councilman. It's got to be 15, 18 years ago. I wish I had a tape of that. You would not believe it. He wasn't arguing with me. It was just a conference call. She called me and put on these. Can you imagine, Jim Kenney? How do we get to this place? You have to realize, too, progressives are not, there's no status quo. They're always moving the ball forward on this stuff. That's what the bottom line is. All right, 855-839-1210. We got a great side question today.
You know, as you made your case, I'm 100% in your case. Okay, I think if Perez were to speak out and pretty much call what they're doing here immoral, I do think it would change some hearts.
It would make an interesting. Now he's afraid they'll start coming out. Oh, immoral. How about the pre-scandal? That's what we're going to hear.
Yeah.
Only two. Well, I can't speak for Amon Brown, Dan, but he's against this, we believe, right? I don't think ever on the show he said
it, but. Yeah, I put money on him being against it.
Sherelle Parker, adamantly, before I could bring it up, was against it.
Yep.
So what can be done at this point?
You've got to throw David O's name out there, too.
David O, well, yeah. Republican side, yes. Quiñones Sanchez, who was the council person, she said she was against it. What are they going to do? Why the rush? Well, they're trying to rush this through because they're afraid that a new mayor will not agree with this. So what's Kenny's? Kenny's legacy, Dan, is going to say, no, you can't drink soda. You're too fat. But yes, you're an addict. You got to get that one. Yes, you're an addict. We're going to let you shoot up under supervision. Soda, no. Heroin, yes. Isn't that what it's, isn't this guy, his legacy? This is the legacy. These are the two things, other than he's the most obnoxious, insufferable person we've probably ever seen on any party at any time in high office.
So what I was going to ask is, can a future mayor reverse this decision, or is once the ball's rolling, it's, you know, a boulder that's almost impossible to stop?
I think they could. Yes, there'd be a big battle, but this plays into the mayor's campaign. I want somebody to say, even if they do this, if I'm elected mayor, here's how I'm going to stop it and let the feds try to stop me. I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to order the Philadelphia police to shut it down. Kenny also said to Fox 29 that they would have cops there to provide safe passage for the addicts. Can you imagine? There's not enough, and cops have to stand there and aid and abet something that is illegal. You have kids walking by. What are those people doing there, Mommy? Well, they're shooting up heroin, honey, but it's okay. My goodness. You're too dumb. Don't drink soda.
Take the big gulp out of the hand and hand them a needle.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, you top me. Let's put that in the promo, too. Take your shot at it. How do we summarize this? But isn't that the essence of progressive thinking? Soda bad. Heroin, well, what are we going to do? We're just, you know, let's make it better. How soon before they break out? Well, if it saves one life. I'm so tired of hearing that. Really am tired of hearing that. That means there's no cost to this. You know what the cost is. Immorality degrades our society. I mean, we have, and I may have to pull it up and name names, Dan. We have a few representatives in our area, a woman out in the suburbs, are trying to push a ethical suicide bill for Pennsylvania. You'd be able to kill yourself if you have a terminal disease 6 months or so before you die, something like
Democrats
that.
Democrats or Republicans?
Mainly Democrats. I'm not sure if there's a Republican on it. This woman's notorious, but yeah.
I know where you're going with
this. So I'd love to get you in. And if they win on this, I'll admit, I put my cards on the table. It is always about winning with me, too. You know, the highfalutin ideas are there, but when you get down to it, I never want to lose to people like this. I wonder what would happen if Dan called the nun and asked her to come on. I'm not the one. I don't think I'm going to hell for saying this stuff because I'm on the side of saying, no, don't let someone dehumanize himself. So anything I say, Dan, I think is within the boundaries. No one's going to have to hear my confession on this, I don't think. Are there religious figures out there? Bill Devlin, yes, we know that, okay? Are there priests or are there others? Are there rabbis? What about the black clergy? What are they going to say Sunday in church? They're going to sing Hosanna to Larry Krasner? What argument can they make morally? There is no moral argument to this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll give you the side question of the day. Thanks to Reddit again. As Dawn said, boy, it is going to be a spectacular tomorrow for our radiothon. And Greg Stocker just came in, Dan, and told me we have Krasnerland shirts.
Oh, we have them?
We have them.
Oh, baby.
To bid on them, and we can get as many as we want. So my goal...
Wait, as many as we want?
Well...
Can we just shower his office?
Yeah, they know that if people are willing to bid on them and get said shirts, my goal is to say, all right, you got to pick up 1,000 shirts. Let's see if we can do that tomorrow. If you remember our Krasnerland shirts, they are spectacular. And Krasnerland is today at 4 o'clock. How about Krasner in this? Yes, Krasner is one of the biggest people pushing this, one of the biggest proponents of this. It's not going to be too easy to go back from this if they put this here in Philadelphia. They've already done everything else. What does it say about Philadelphia? I think I've said it, but I'd like to hear what you say. 855-839-1210. A squad member, by the way, Dan, and I was talking earlier today with the guy who might run for Jamal Bowman. He's the male squad member. He's on the cusp of the squad. He calls the push to ban TikTok racist.
What?
This clown.
Oh, come on.
Again, we have something in front of us that is just rotting our society away. It is something that's a killer, particularly with all the... How many kids have died because of TikTok one way or another? Bowman, if you can find his cut, calls it racist now. To push this back, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, yeah, this Bowman guy, just another example. This is bipartisan. People see, how do we even have this guy before Congress telling us it has nothing to do with the Chinese Communist? Get him out of here. Just get him out of here. Let's ban this and move forward. All right. There were a couple. There was a Republican female from, I guess, McRogers.
McDonald's?
Rogers. She has two names. Rogers, I think, is the middle. Really, really.
McMorris Rogers.
Yeah, McMorris Rogers laid this guy out big time in her opening statement. So we'll play you Bowman when we find him here.
I have some of him. I don't have him outright calling it racist, but I do have him trying to, you know, pass blame away from China.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's hear. Here's Bowman, who's the first male member of the extended squad. He's like the sixth man, so to speak. Here's what he said about TikTok today.
It's also a place where 5 million small businesses are selling their products and services and making a living. Making a living at a time where our economy is struggling in so many ways.
What? Biden's in charge.
So we're talking about free speech for everyday Americans. We're talking about small business owners who use TikTok to grow their business. And my question is, and we're going to pivot to the other part of the conversation, why the hysteria and the panic and the targeting of TikTok? As we know, Republicans in particular have been sounding the alarm, creating a red scare around China. They've been doing it in a variety of ways when it comes to economic competition, when it comes to semiconductor manufacturing, and when it comes to technology. In terms of TikTok's behavior and its risk to national security, it poses about the same threat that companies like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter pose. So let's not marginalize and target TikTok.
My God, you know, we have to defeat progressives first before we can defeat China. Ugh. This is exactly what it's like. It's another degradation. And in addition to that, Democrats are wary of being on this bipartisan push, although some of them are, because this is their way to reach young voters. That's where they're getting their news from. It's younger voters. And the demographics and everything show that. This guy knows that. It's a bipartisan effort. This is ridiculous. This is a good start to let China know we're serious about taking them on. Well, good.
He did essentially say what you said, but I agree with the notion that he shares here. He said this as well, Dom.
You know, Robert, I just realized something. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's why they want to ban TikTok. Republicans ain't got no swag. That's the problem. And I mentioned that in the context of engaging young people in the democratic process.
There we go. They ain't got no swag. You see this guy? That guy's swag. I don't think so.
I agree. I don't know, man. I think our Democrats do much better in the swag department than Republicans.
I don't know as far as persuasion and reaching
like,
people.
I don't see many Democratic candidates. This is a candidate I don't even know, but Republican candidate.
On the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution.
You don't see Democrats putting out kind of ads like that.
Well, no, but swag, let's go down the list. Joe Biden?
True.
All right, I am right there. And he's going to be their, you know, the top guy. Again, I think Trump's got more swag than he does, in some street sense, at least. Oh, my goodness. All right. 855-839-1210. Here's the side question.
Government programs should lose
this efficiency. I don't know if we've ever done this. I don't think we have. What's a food that it might even be very expensive? People pretend to, oh, you're going to have that. They pretend to like it. But they really don't, particularly when they know what's in it. Caviar, got to take off the list. I had it once.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it tasted horrible, but, you know, I know what it is. I'm thinking, what? And escargot, the French again, snails.
Well, caviar is just like, it's balls of salt it tastes like.
It's it's very salty.
Yeah, it's not good.
How about escargot? I've never had that. I'm not going to.
I don't think people actually like it. I think they just do it as a status symbol.
Who likes snails?
Yeah.
I had octopus. I thought it was okay. I knew it was octopus, but, you know.
You know, oysters would have been on this list for me until very recently. I didn't think anybody actually liked them.
I don't think they do.
No, they're good, man. I do like them. And the aphrodisiac effects are indeed very very true.
I think that's a bit made up, but okay. I'm not engaging in it, so.
No. Have you ever had oysters?
No. I've never.
You ever pick your nose? They're pretty much the same, you know.
I've never had an oyster that I can recall.
It's good, man.
Oysters,
it's
Rockefeller, or Borowski.
Well, oysters Rockefeller aren't like eating oysters. You got to eat them like the raw, you know, shuck them and.
Oh, yeah, not worry about any health hazards or anything else in the Jersey Shore.
They're
very clean. They're like cats, they clean themselves.
One thing I don't get is you Italians and your olives.
What do you have against the
olive? There's nothing appealing about an olive.
Oh.
Oil's good.
Yeah,
the oil's good. I'll give them that. But
I think both olives
are
good.
Eating clean street olives.
Oh, I could eat straight up the green olive. Oh. Yeah. The other olive is a great salad type of thing. Oh, sure.
Black olive?
The black olive's very good. Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's disgusting.
That's what we're looking for. Come with one that's a little bit outside the box. Tell us. Yeah, everybody seems to say it might be expensive. Champagne. I don't have any. Well, it's a drink, I know, but same genre.
Oh, champagne's good.
Just give me wine.
Well, you don't like white wine, though, so that's probably why.
That's it. It's the French again.
There's a crossover there. You got to like white wine if you're going to
like
champagne.
No, I despise white wine.
Why?
If they say, would you like a glass of wine? Then he bring me out white wine. That's it. It's
red
an outrage.
Wine is disgusting. It makes your teeth red. It gives you a heartburn.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, it's Italian. Did I tell you we're going to Rome? There.
What a lead-in.
There will be no white wines there.
Wait. You going there?
Not yet. Not yet. All right. Let's take the call. Bob in South Jersey has been waiting. Hey, Bob, thank you for the wait. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. Can we circle back to the safe injection?
Yeah, sure.
I agree with you 100% what you said a few minutes ago about making sure or giving them drugs, not give them, charge them, whatever. You have medicinal marijuana that they're making a fortune off of. The so-called pandemic, the shots, they made fortune off of. So why not make a fortune tax, heavily tax, the drug of choice and make sure it's what they're shooting in their veins?
Well, but they're not going to have the money to pay for that, though. That's the difference here.
Well, aren't they kind of stealing now to get the crap on the street that they want?
Yeah, but I don't know that we want to have them go out there and steal more so that we're giving them a higher price drug. You know what I mean?
I agree with that, but we're looking at saving lives, right?
Yeah.
So at least they would know what they're doing.
Well, I'm looking to save lives. I just don't get that this is the way to engage in that, that there's no cost to doing this. You agree there's a cost when you do this?
There's a cost to everything. But, I mean, this should be sorted out. If you see what's happening in Kensington with the zombie drug, horrible.
Right.
I don't think any family in this country has bypassed the scourge of addiction in their family. It's horrible.
Well, it is. Thank you. Thanks for the call. But, you know, say it straight up, then you would do this? No. There is a cost to it. I just spent 10 minutes laying out what the cost is. Would any of these people come on and tell us there's no cost to this? I'm not even talking about the cost in your neighborhood, what it's going to draw to the neighborhood, the whole nonsense of it, making cops have to stand there and guard this stuff. It's the society going downhill. That's what the cost is. Think about it. What's next after this? Because there will be a next after this. It doesn't end with progressives. They're going to engage in this stuff constantly until they don't have the power to do it. Where are the people in Harrisburg, too? Why are they not threatening to the... I know the governor... Yeah, well, let's ask Josh Shapiro. Maybe Josh Shapiro will consult his 11-year-old. I think he's 11 now at this point. He'll say, Dad, well, that makes sense to me. You know, why don't we have one here in Harrisburg? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with Leanne. Dan, do you have that cut of when she faced off with
Governor Rendell? Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be with us in a minute. She's the activist in South Philly who helped to prevent this. Here's the moment. How long ago was this?
This was February 26, 2020. So just over 3 years ago.
3 years ago. They don't stop. This is when it started that it became apparent what they were doing, Governor Ed Rendell, and I like him a lot, but on this activist who's married to a chief guy over at the Inquirer, the Nun, and I forget who some of the other players are, and they were going to put it in South Philly. Let's stick it to South Philly.
Did she curse in this clip?
I don't think so. I'll be ready here.
Right, we're gambling here.
Here's,
if you're hearing choppy, it might be a little dump button.
Here's Leanne Saviloff confronting Ed Rendell at the news conference.
You don't come to our meetings. When we had a meeting about crime, where were you to tell us about what was going on? You were all silent. You were all silent, and you were silent because you snuck it in. You blindsided us. So tell everybody in South Philly, generations of families who don't leave, who have college degrees, who sit there and stay in their community, who raise our children there, because for you, that's the street you go down when you go to an Eagles game and a Sixers game. You don't sit there and live in that community. You don't walk on date night like my husband and I do to Passyunk Avenue. You don't take your kids to the daycare like I do. And what about the mothers who have to sit there and walk by stuff over the bags to take their kids into the daycare? Are you going to clean our outside? I don't care about inside. I care about needles outside. I care about bags outside. I care about children have to see at 6 and 10 years old that I have to explain hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you were a sneak about it. Look at us when we tell you, Mr. Rendell, you were a sneak. I will not call you governor because you are no longer governor. You're a sneak. Now answer that.
All right.
That answers that.
Yeah, Governor Rendell did come on and was apologetic a bit. Yeah. For no, I mean, he's not the main force here in this. It's Kenny now and this band of progressives. Dan, let me say this. There's only one silver lining to this coming out at this point, and we're ahead of it before they do their sneak meeting tomorrow. How does this play out in the mayor's campaign? Is the media going to press these people on this and say to Helen Gim, based upon your previous statements, you obviously must be before this? The only two that we know that are dead set against this are Sherelle and Amon Brown. The others, I'm a little bit unclear. They might say it, but I want to know is, what are they going to do to stop it? All right, we're going to talk with Leanne next here on Talk Radio 1210. And I know this is all of a sudden. That's how they act. They're around the clock pushing this stuff. And the problem is we don't have Bill McSwain there. We have the Biden administration that likes this. Every progressive in the world likes this. Who's on our side? That's what I want to know. Who in power is on our side? Thank you. That's right. I mentioned the Archbishop. If you took a poll in Philadelphia right now, it's got to be close to 70%, maybe more, that oppose this. Even with the mob that are insulated in their name. And you know the next question then is, good, let's put it right there in Rittenhouse Square. Let's put it at the pickleball court. Well, come on now, you're being preposterous. Why would Chestnut Hill have to have this? Because I want them to have it. Because I'm sick of them being insulated from the damage they're engaged in. Society Hill now has hired Society Hill. They've hired at $39,000 a private security guard for this summer to patrol Society Hill. Just for the summer. Yeah.
Pickleball security.
Yeah, pickleball security.
Mr. Pickle.
Oh! How do you do?
Mr. Pickle here.
Oh! Rittenhouse Square!
To wear a giant pickle outfit.
Yes. All right. We'll talk to Leanne next.
You know, I just wanted to make a comment because we didn't have to dump anything, and I think that's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I respect someone that has that kind of passion right. And doesn't have to drop an F-bomb.
Oh, that line, too, Dan. He was saying it to the activists I'm talking about. You only drive by, 13th and Mifflin. Was it Mifflin or McKean?
Yeah, the Eagles Sixers games.
Trying to think, was it McKean or Mifflin? May have been McKean. When you're going to down Broad Street to the Eagles or something like that. Yeah, you don't have to live here and see this and know this. It's just flat out. There are certain things in the world that are wrong. TikTok is one of them. This is another. I don't care what anyone says. Sometimes it's just common sense that you know that this isn't correct. What religious figure, though, is going to poke their head out and say this is wrong biblically, morally? Theologically, is this like the prodigal son? Is this like the Good Samaritan? What Bible was Jim Kenny reading? My God.
Can you see if there's any truth to this, too? I don't know if Leanne might have some word on this, but we got a tweet from a person says, what's next? Safe injection sites are mobile injection sites. They're talking about it now. RVs roaming around Philly, picking up addicts, getting them high, and then dropping them off at their place of choice.
That's being talked about, too. Yeah.
Oh,
we're told there would be one in each councilmatic district one way or another. Of course, they'll start in Kensington. It's always, you know, where's the compassion for Kensington, for the people that have to live there and struggle there, that they can't get out of there? These progressives do not have true compassion, not in the slightest. It's just a word that lets them get their way. Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. By the way, it seems to me that Bragg is running into tremendous trouble with his own grand jury when it comes to Trump. And I would put it maybe 60-40. We're not going to see an indictment. So we'll have more of that as the show develops today. But we're getting you a little bit ahead of the curve. Tomorrow is going to be another big meeting. It seems to be to now go forward with the details on a so-called safe injection site. You heard Leanne Saviloff, who confronted Governor Ed Rendell over 3 years ago, and yet they still won't relent because They will never relent. They just have to be defeated constantly. Leanne joins us with the latest here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leanne, hard to believe it's been 3 years of this, right?
Yeah, and I can't believe I still mean every single word that I said 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, now we've added to this race, the usual suspects, but Jim Kenney, his legacy will be to say, you can't drink soda, but we'll help you with drugs.
Exactly. So from my understanding, which is pretty solid, the DOJ is going to go with whatever the city and Safe House works out. They're working out the deal. From my understanding, which is pretty solid, the city solicitor meets with them on a regular basis. Our community groups have been excluded. The attorneys have been stonewalled. So when they sit there and say, we have the blessing of the community, again, which community are they referring to? Because the people who have grown up here, who are from here, who have small businesses, who are generations, who are not on social media, because those people don't count in, you know, Safe House in the city of Philadelphia's tweet world, none of us are even aware of it. So when you say this, their heads are turning, because if the Philadelphia Inquirer does not write it, most people have no idea what's going on. So the media takes a part in this lane because they don't do their job and inform us what's going on with just the facts. Let's just address that as well.
Well, Leanne, thanks that we know you and a couple of other people. Otherwise, I know of no media outlets that are blasting this today that we're on the cusp of this. They're just not doing it.
Correct. But somehow, how did the Inquirer know that the politicians were all shut out the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody contacted any of them. So how did they know?
Yeah.
Because Safe House and the city of Philadelphia will let us know what they think we need to know. Because, see, they keep calling us ignorant and uncompassionate. You know, they'll go on and on and on that we don't have any compassion for people struggling. And, again, I will sit there and say, somebody in the city of Philadelphia, raise your hand if you do not have a family member or a close friend who doesn't struggle from this disease. So this comes to the next thing. You know, 3 years ago, we were discussing fentanyl. We were discussing heroin because we really didn't discuss fentanyl 3 years ago. Because what they said was, if I remember correctly, Safe House said, if there's fentanyl, we're not going to allow them to take the drugs. We will confiscate them. Well, I'm sorry, isn't fentanyl in everything? So if fentanyl's in everything, then why do we need Safe House? We basically just need people on the corner with Narcan and to revive them and call 911. I mean, isn't that really what we need at this point? Because if you're not going to allow them to shoot up their drugs with fentanyl, why would they go in there? There's no use for the facility at all.
Do you know, that's a great point, that they'd be testing the drugs? I mean, if they don't test them, then they're flying in the face of what they told us before on this. Leanne, you believe, right, too, that it would not just be one site. Would these be mobile, or would they put one in every councilmatic district?
From my understanding, it's both. From my understanding, they're going to try something new. See, nobody sits there and does a right to know to say, what are you doing with the money? You know, you're giving the money. What are you doing with the money? Because if people really wanted to be involved, they could sit there and say, I want to do a right to know. I want to know exactly where the money's spent. Why didn't our city controller say, where did the money go? How did we spend the money the last few years as we received it? Mm-hmm. I mean, wasn't that part of their job?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I have to see how this, but you believe the first one would be in Kensington, right? That's where we always believe.
They're going to do that to cover their bases. They're going to do that to cover their bases, you know. And then here's the other thing: where are the gun advocates? Like, you talk about gun control, gun violence, illegal gun violence. We never use the word illegal gun violence. So, what do you think goes on with drugs? Do you think gun dealers or drug dealers don't carry guns or illegal guns? Do you think this is all just like they're going to the pharmacy? Here's my script, and they say, here's your bag. See, you know, in another few hours. I mean, like, they act like it's civilized, and it's not.
That's exactly the point. Sanitize, civilize. You can't make something
correct
like this. And when you hear about that, that the veterinarian, chemical they're using to cut this, to cut this, you have to have limbs amputated many times after that.
So now this goes to my next point. My best friend is an ER doctor. Her and her husband are both ER doctors. He is a former Army Ranger. When I tell you that, knowing that he was an Army Ranger and an ER doctor, that he is prepared to just see what he has to see and do what he has to do because he's been trained for years. You cannot tell me that Safe House, with the kids with their certificates from 6 months ago, who are normally, you know, and I'm not putting them down. This is part of the problem. Harm reductionists think like we're putting them down, and we're not. We're saying we don't agree with your method. There's a difference in that. I think, if anything, they're strong individuals because they want to help these people day in and day out when families are so frustrated and don't know what to do and are at their wits' end. So no one's putting the harm reductionist down. It's the method that we don't agree with. Now, when you look at Trent and you look at those open wounds, you're telling me some 22-year-old who's not a nurse, who's not a resident, who's not worked in an ER or trauma, they can handle that? Because I know ER doctors who can struggle with that, or trauma, or surgeons who will sit there and, like, be beside themselves and sit there and think, like, how do we approach this? How do we do this? And you're saying we're going to ignore that key factor in all of this? I mean, like, you're not sitting there saying we're going to put this in a hospital. You know, we would have to be realistic if somebody said, you know what, we have a problem. We need to do something. They're right. Nobody's sitting there saying, like, let's set it up like a triage army base, you know, and really, like, address what's going on, like, and just deal with it. So it's not in the neighborhood. But at the same time, we have medical licensed, experienced professionals, you know, doctors, surgeons, the pharmacists, the therapists, everything that goes along with it. No one is presenting that. No one. The city's looking for it. Hey, we can help you and we can make a few bucks because all we got to do is shoot up Narcan. We're all good to go. I mean, like, when you start to get into the gritty details of all of this, it's so ridiculous what they're saying out loud. And I don't care how calm and how sweet and how nice all these kids are when they knock on your door because they rebrand it. It's no longer safe injection sites. It's overdose prevention sites because that sounds more civilized. That sounds compassionate because that's their trigger words. You're not compassionate. Yes, I am. Get out of my way. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that you are.
I don't even have time for this anymore. I'm just going to cut to the chase and say, you don't know what you're doing. Get out of the way. Let grown-ups handle this because they have experience. They know what they're doing. They went to school for this. You guys did not. You're a part of the solution. You're a part of what's going on, but you're not in charge, and you should not be calling the shots.
Exactly, Leanne. To be continued. Thank you. Thanks for all the
You're
points
welcome.
You made today. Leanne Sabloff here. Coming up, Dan, I just happened to see this. We have this Pennsylvania Democrat, I think she's a new representative, threatening to withhold funding from the University of Pittsburgh if they don't cancel three conservative speakers on campus. State funding. All right, we'll give you more details on that. And you just heard Leanne on the front lines. This is what is going on right now. At 855-839-1210, you get on board. Dom Giordano Show. So we'll see if we can, Dan, the name is LaTosha Mayes, state representative, I think, to Pittsburgh area. M-A-Y-E-S.
How do you spell LaTosha? L-A-T-A-S-H-A?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
She is objecting to the fact that we have three. Now, one, and I don't think he said eradicate anything. This guy, Michael Knowles, Daily Wire, I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of that guy. But there are three speakers, and one of whom, Riley Gaines, this is making national news as Pennsylvania Democrat, telling the University of Pittsburgh, essentially, we'll withhold funds. That's her alma mater. If you let Riley Gaines... That's a young woman who had to deal with Leah Thomas strutting around. If she shows up there, then we're going to be looking at your funding. The other is Michael Knowles. He said some things that transgenderism scandalizes children, I believe. And the other is a podcaster, Cabot Phillips. But you've heard Riley Gaines on with Nick Kale, for example. Swimmer. I don't know if she tied or where she came in with Leah Thomas, but... She's one of the people that have bravely spoken out about the whole nonsense of dealing with this. And this transgendered stuff, the way it's being put out publicly. Look at what we had last week. Alana Fishbein couldn't do her event. This national hotel chain stopped it once she came on the show and announced she was doing it. They had to get Bill Devlin to arrange a church to be able to do it. How in the world can you threaten to take away funding of this as a state legislator if they let these people speak there? It's illegal to start with. All right? And this is a Democrat, a far progressive, who seems to wear funny hats. That's about the most I can tell you about her.
Funny. I think they're great.
Yeah, Stetsons. Yeah.
I was thinking about the same thing. I'm looking at all the pictures.
That seems to be the thing, the hat. Yeah. I think this woman will come on. You know? Maybe mid-sentence we'll cut her off. I think it's a Stetson.
Is it?
Let her know how that feels. Riley Gaines can't speak at the University of Pittsburgh because she might talk, as she does, about Leah Thomas strutting around with male genitalia and then swimming against women and being celebrated. All right, big 1 o'clock hour.
Is that a Stetson? Sorry, I'm
that's okay.
Caught up on the hat.
Yeah, big 1 o'clock hour coming up. I mentioned Society Hill, one of the fanciest places in Philadelphia, is paying a guy as a security guy to drive around $39,000 just for the summer months. And I bet if I went down there, well, the Inquirer says everybody there and the Inquirer blamed the pandemic, not Larry Krasner.
Do they have a pickleball court?
I'm not sure there, but I'm looking at some of the fancy real estate.
I really want to call this guy the Pickle Police.
Yeah. Well, we do need a name for him. That's true. We'll have more of that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.